Hi, welcome to the latest episode of Mistress Mia's Dungeon. I'm your hostess, Mistress Mia, and you know, my sexy, my bold, my big-headed bitch, Master John Lord Ballard, Johnny Hotcakes.
Yay! Me!
And then we have his dazzling duos, his little bitches that he's fucking.
Yay! Me!
We have Misty Rain.
Good morning, Kingsters everywhere.
Yay!
Oh my God, I can't believe you did it.
I know.
I know I did.
Yeah, I won't do it again, okay?
And then we have the sex Jew brunette.
Lainey.
They can't see the waves. She said it all so sweetly.
She's blushing. She's blushing. She's so cute. So, boys and girls, today we're going to talk 15 threesome ideas for kinky people.
I'm kinky people.
You are. From kinkylovers.com.
I love kinkers.
By Jamie. And this is appropriate because John, Misty, and Lainey are having a threesome!
Yay! Oh, yay!
Is that how you sound when you orgasm, John?
Sometimes.
Or is it more like, oh, no, I can't take anymore.
Sometimes it's just me kicking her off of me.
That's true.
I'm sure it is.
It's hard for
him. Stop touching me.
Boy, when he comes, you gotta give him a minute.
Little John and these side boys need a break. All right. Okay.
No, no, break.
Yes?
Just don't do that for a second.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Quit licking.
Get off of me!
Okay.
Exciting. All right.
So Jamie has some ideas about threesomes.
Jamie does.
We've heard from Jamie before.
Yeah.
She's crying.
Is she?
Mm-hmm.
Is she sad in that picture?
Jamie's crying.
Oh. I love it.
That ruined it.
Like, yeah, she looks kind of sad in that picture.
Yep, okay.
All right. Wow, we're so in sync, John.
We're both
so
trying to say, okay, moving on.
Yes. Okay. Hit it, John. Hit it, John.
Looking for some threesome ideas that will take your encounter to the next level?
Please.
Oh, my God. How many levels are there?
Oh, my God. Can't wait to find out.
I mean, we're already at a pretty high level.
Yeah.
Right.
First night.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yes. Oh, gosh.
We're going to the next level.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
Just about.
And that's what they do to you when they fuck you so much.
I know.
So, just about any kink or fetish can be adapted to accommodate a threesome or other group sex members.
Numbers.
I know, but I just want to put numbers
in there.
You know
what? Group sex. Oh, that's the next level. Group sex.
Yes.
A big old fucking orgy.
It's a lot of fun. You'll have a great time, John. It will be happening in your future, I promise.
Thank
that.
You. I yes. love being your best friend.
Yes, I know. I know. I'm planning on it, man.
Oh,
I'm thinking
too.
Like three guys and five girls would be a good number. That would be a good number.
Okay, probably.
Yeah. Everybody's happy that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes you get one-on-one. Sometimes you get two-on-one. Sometimes you got five girls sucking your dick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying.
What a shame.
Win-win-win.
Yeah. All right, John. Continue now.
Okay. Whether it's BDSM that floats your boat, or exhibitionism, or leather, what works for you two can suit three, four, or even one. Well, now one doesn't sound like a very good
one's
group
not
sex.
That's right.
I know it.
I'm pretty good at one, but it's always better with more than one.
So poetic.
Right?
I mean, can't always get
I'm a
there
big old slut.
One,
sometimes I slut it up with myself. Sometimes I slut it up with other people.
Yeah.
Mostly with myself. Okay. If you are polyamorous, You may play as three or on a regular basis. Or maybe you are dating a girl who comes with a girlfriend. Ooh la la. Ah, lucky me.
That's what he's been saying for 4 days.
Yes, I'm sure.
Lucky me, lucky me, lucky me. Lucky, lucky boy.
Is that what I've been saying?
I'm a real boy now.
I'm a man.
Geppetto
duty. Oh, you manly things. Still, okay.
Okay.
Here are some kinks that work especially well in a threesome. Plus ways to adapt your favorite fetish for three. Still need play partners to try out these threesome ideas? Might want to get a local hookup.
Yeah.
I love how they put ads in here and make it sound like it's
they do.
All right. Misty, what's number one?
Okay, we're looking at 15 threesome ideas for kinky people. And number one is sit on the sidelines.
Oh, you say it's so somber.
I know, but
watching is fun.
Some people
like to watch.
I do like to watch.
She does.
Watching another couple making love is one of the most moving and exciting experiences one can have. Porn is the next best thing, but there's nothing like the real deal.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Whether you love to see two women licking each other all night long.
Saw that.
I want to see your wife mounted by a hooded stallion with a ripped bod being the odd man out. And a threesome is sometimes the highlight.
You want some guy with a ripped bod and a hood on his face? Fuck you. Some headless body. Okay.
Hit it, Lainey. Go for
it. Do it.
Which one?
Number two.
Try the threesome role play. The more the merrier. Role play of every conceivable variety works better with three or more lovers. Sure, there are lots of options for spicy scenes for couples only, but you can increase the complexity of the scene and add conflict and drama with more.
Yeah, you can. Lots of conflict and drama.
The variety of costumes alone can ratchet your heartbeat higher. I like the costumes.
Yes, I know.
For example, if you were doing cops and robbers, this was the funny one. If you're doing cops and robbers, you can have a cop, a robber, and the homeowner.
Or the insurance agent.
Or the insurance agent, you know.
Or the real estate agent.
Oh.
Real estate agents are good at fucking you. Listen. I would fuck some dude if it meant a $10 million sale. Sure, fuck would. No, I wouldn't. But I would find somebody that would.
You would think about it. I would find the first somebody time in your life
to fuck him to get the 10 miles. Yeah.
You know.
Real estate agents, they know where to get the sex. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
I think that was it. Well,
okay.
Different characters and other stories instead of just nurse and patient. Add in a doctor, another patient, and so on.
You know, we did talk about Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
And so there could be two Little Red Riding Hoods going through the forest.
Right.
Trying to get to Grandma's house or to Mistress Mia's dungeon. And there's the big bad wolf, John.
Or, here you go. Listen to this. You got Little Red Riding Hood. You got the big bad wolf, and you got little grandma at the house, tied up behind the bed. Tie up the grandma and fuck Little Red Riding Hood while grandma watches.
She can't be the sexy auntie, can she? Like,
gifts are a thing. Not you, baby. You're not going to be the grandma.
It's your traffic.
But you have to watch. And then when you're screaming, trying to help her, I slap you. Shut up, bitch, and fuck you too.
Oh my God.
See, now you do like it.
I was going to say, is your traffic cone going to ravage your basket?
You've seen those things where they have like a bucket of popcorn and the guy sticks his dick
in it,
or that box of pizza and they open it up.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to put mine in the basket.
Yeah. with hot dogs and buns.
Look, I brought you some treats, Grandma. Good. I'm going to be Little Red Riding Hood. Fuck y'all. We were talking about good cop, bad cop, too. You have the good cop come in, caress them, you know, touch them all nice, fuck them real good. Just tell me. It's okay. I'm going to take care of you. And then the bad cop comes in, slams them onto the table, picks them up, and fucks the shit out of them, and makes them tell him. Forces a confession. You did it. You know you did it.
No, as he aggressively thrusts his hips up into the air.
Oh my God, Mia, this is your favorite.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I will say that.
You don't even know what it is.
I know, I saw it. I saw it.
I'm just fucking with you.
Shut up, John.
You know what else is better than threes?
What?
Making fun of my bestie.
Yay, me.
There's been a lot of drinking tonight.
Yes.
A lot of water being drunk.
That's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
That's okay. So threesome pony play. If you and your lovers are into pony play, having more than one pony and a rider or groom is always an amazing way to indulge in her inner show horse. And if you love dress up, there are plenty of butt plug ponytails, saddles, and kinky accessories to make things come to life.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. We've talked about this in the past. Right?
You should be saying, nay, Misty.
She needs to, because we'll have two separate threesomes.
Yes.
You'll have your two ponies pulling your chariot, and I'll have my two ponies pulling my chariot. We'll have gladiator races.
All right.
I'm going to put steel spikes on my tire, on my wheels, and ram into your cart.
After the podcast, I have to tell you a story about some ponies.
Okay.
Just an interesting story.
If it's what too spicy.
Teaser.
I know. If it's too spicy for the podcast, then you know it's good.
I know it.
I already told Misty about it today. She just doesn't remember.
Now people are going to want to listen to the next episode to find out. Way to put in the cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember.
Okay, number four. Experience cuckolding. If you really get off on the humiliation of her taking another lover, you can crank the heat on the next level by being present to clean up his mess afterwards.
Ooh.
Mm, no, thank you.
Right.
I am not looking up some other dude's cum out of your pussy. No way. I don't even like dudes.
Well, then a dude's not going to come in my pussy before you eat it, right?
I hope not.
Okay.
I mean, I hope you would tell me before you let me eat it.
Oh, my God. You know how many women don't?
Yes.
Yes. I've met those bitches. I love it.
Yeah. Really? Yes. Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, sure baby, I wouldn't
I'm
do
pretty
that,
sure I was too. Married to a couple of them.
Probably. Probably. All right, Misty.
Number five, play domination and submission games. If power play is the key to sexual excitement, imagine commanding two at once and ordering them to do exactly what you fantasize about. Or maybe playing the sub to two tortuous blondes that have your balls in a vice is your fantasy du jour.
Ow!
Yes!
You love seeing you just like me.
You know, I mean,
she does.
There is that switch.
And I was gonna put the leather strap on, but I can't find it.
I'll find it for
she
you.
She was
baby,
so
I
happy.
Promise.
She's like, oh my God, yeah. I'm like, yeah, I couldn't find it. Lost
so
it.
Sad.
It's a really
put my
nice
pussy fingers up.
On.
I lost it.
Mm-hmm.
Like what I call air quotes physical news, you know you do.
Yeah, air quotes. All right.
Okay, Lady. So she, no wait.
Oh, go ahead.
Misty had a submission game she wanted to play, remember? I wanted to be a kitten.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Oh, tell him what you wanted to do.
Oh.
And now she's embarrassed.
Okay, so I am.
But they might like it. They might want to do it, too.
So I want my kitten ears.
Yeah. And you look so cute.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And a
little
kitten
pink,
tail.
A little pink collar with a bell on it.
Yes. And my name.
Right. And a little bowl with strawberries in it.
With cut up strawberries, right?
Yeah.
Quit, Mia.
You're getting meow mixed, bitch.
Okay. And then she wants to cuddle up.
I want a kitty pad, you know, a little pillow on the floor that I can sit on at Lord Balor's feet and curl up around his legs.
Rub her head against my leg.
If you get the kitty pads.
She wants Lainey to do it with her.
If you get the kitty pads, then you get kitty litters. I'm just saying.
No, the kitty pads, I meant like the pillow, not pee pads. Good God.
No, she doesn't need pee pads. I already told her she's peeing in the litter box.
No, I'm one of those kittens you see on the video that knows how to use a potty.
Oh, that's right.
And I can flush as well.
With your opposable thumbs.
Yes.
And then you can lick your hands and push your hair back.
There you go. She's already doing it. Wow.
Oh, my God. Ooh, okay. Number six, lady. You tried this last night when you started biting me. I got a little excited.
Right?
I was like, oh, you want to play like that? Let's go.
Wild sex in the real world often takes place with a number of competitors on site. It can involve hunting, circling, biting, and competition.
Misty, you want to be hunted?
I do.
Yeah. Stick to a tree with a sign that says free use on it and walk away.
Yeah. Man.
See what kind of redneck hillbilly you find.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'll be close by recording it. For posterity, wow. Baby. Posterity.
Yes, you can show everybody how I died.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Number seven. Add piss play to your threesome.
What? Yes. They're like, no, me and I are like,
This is what I picture.
Yes.
I picture you laying three little piggies down on the sidewalk. And you straddling over each one
exactly.
For like a second at a time.
Open and then go back dude. And forth.
Exactly.
Yes. And this little piggy got a golden shower all day long.
That's right, little fuckers. Okay, so golden showers are but one way to engage in the piss play fetish. Urine games get much hotter when you can watch two women wetting themselves together, or you can get soaked by both at the same time. Consider playing in a sexy large size bathtub for easy cleanup. Well, I live by the pool on the sidewalk, but
no.
Let's scram with the hose after.
Yes, good. I
said
no.
She's like, nope. Lady said, we're done. That's not even on the list.
No, that's not on the list.
There is no number seven in the universe anymore.
Wow.
Three, four, five, six, eight.
Yeah, she did say that one gets crossed off the list.
Number eight.
Yes.
Spanking threesome. Spanking games are often very playful. Romp about with a paddle, chasing each other, or gang up against two against one for a very thorough bending of the buttocks. That was fun last night.
That was fun last night.
We started spanking Misty, and then I went and got a little paint stir and popped on the butt with that. We got the leather strap, the noise... What is it called? The noisemaker?
I don't know.
It's the
slapper.
Yeah, yeah, it makes a lot of noise. And then we got the yardstick. And then you got excited. She smacked a couple times too.
That's awesome.
We ganged up on her. We can have a selection of state-of-the-art spanking supplies on hand, but even if it's just a spatula from the dollar store, spanking is a lot of fun with three or more. Oh, they made a rhyme.
I know. Well, we spanked Lainey last night, too.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun until...
Then you spanked her when she was over my legs.
Yep. Yeah. That was good.
That was fun.
We all like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Number nine. This is all about you.
Open a petty salon. Mm-hmm. If you were one of the many men enchanted by a woman's feet,
yep.
By women's feet,
I don't think that's grammatically correct.
Or a woman's foot,
right?
There's nothing hotter than handling her tootsies, helping her take her stilettos off, and giving those beauties a nice bubble soak and a coat of fresh paint. I've had somebody do that for me. Do you remember that, Mia?
I do.
You took me to the salon and did it to me.
Well,
you paid for somebody to do it to me.
I did. But I had a guy painting my toenails before I did a foot job for someone else.
Oh, you liked it too, didn't you?
Yeah, he wanted to stay and watch, but he couldn't.
Oh.
Anyway, with two girlfriends, you can indulge your pedicure fetish all the more. You get to service two ladies and four beautiful feet. After you've bathed and painted your lovers, enjoy watching them play footsie together. Strut their stuff in sky-high heels and pantyhose, and let you rub your cock all over those arches.
You know,
there's that foot job, baby.
Do you know what else there's four of on two beautiful women?
What?
Tits.
Mm-hmm.
Four tits, yeah. Okay. Sorry. I got distracted.
I know.
Yeah. All right, you want to do number 10?
Number 10, bondage threesome ideas.
Ooh.
Shibari and other erotic arts of rope ties are about bondage and restraint, yes, but they are even more about aesthetics and beauty. This fascinating world of knots is visually stunning when one person is bound. Imagine binding two together. Mm-hmm. A word of caution. If you are adding bondage and blindfolds to your threesome, keep things light unless one or all of you are experts. As gorgeous as this art is, it takes some time to learn.
Mm.
Very true.
Oh, this is a Mia one.
It is.
Hell yeah, Levin, play the sissy.
Sissy boy.
Exactly. If you love being humiliated, dressed up as a girl or a baby, or fucked up the ass by a badass chick. Oh my God, I love it. Imagine her inviting Joan Jett to the party.
That's our icon, our idol, isn't it, Lainey? Love us some Joan Jett.
She's amazing.
She's a badass chick.
Imagine how hot it would be if both of your doms sword fight with their strap-ons before taking you on all fours. Sexy, sexy.
Double anal, y'all.
Yes, but this is about us taking you on.
I know, double anal. Get them both in my asshole.
Oh my God.
Oh, baby.
Wow.
Did he say what I thought he said?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, and you like it.
Yes, he did.
Baby.
We'll get some small ones.
That's what I'm thinking. Like a straw? Two straws?
I was going to say little pegging ones. Like little finger ones.
Yeah, that's too big. All right. Number 12. Ideas for the senses.
Johnson, turn the page on that, motherfuckers. All right.
Way back.
Sensual track, slow experiences like sensation play are wonderful, wonderful, wonderful ways to learn.
Start it over.
While away the hours and create intimacy? Don't think that's right. Why not indulge a trilogy and really amp up the heat? Oh, they're trying to use words.
Oh, trilogy.
They're trying.
They mean three. Oh.
So basically,
so
sensation.
Glad you caught that.
Basically, sensation play. So
right, and that's fun.
Absolutely.
We've done a lot of that.
Absolutely.
They really didn't give a whole lot of pomp and circumstance.
She mentioned it, but she was not impressed with it.
That's right. Apparently.
She must not be doing it right.
She's not doing it right.
We do some wild sensational.
Yeah, sensual. It is sensational.
We do a lot of sensual stuff.
Sensational, sensual play.
That's right. All right.
Okay.
Does that make it your turn again?
I guess so. I'll read this one. Mind the adult babies. If you love to baby her and wrap her up in swaddling diapers, Imagine two tangy toddlers at once. An adult playpen is better with two oversized toddlers playing inside.
Thank you,
Ben. It does sound better with a British accent. You can see a little British girl.
It does.
Wrapping up two dudes in diapers. The little bonnets on and the little bottles.
Totally.
Right.
Absolutely.
Nancy. You little tangy toddler wankers.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
I mean, if you do 14, I'll do 15. How about that?
All right. Wrestle with oil. If you jack off to Twister and Nacho Libre.
How do they know?
I don't know.
I jack off to Twister and Nacho Libre all the time.
Imagine getting busy in a tangled triangle. Oil wrestling is incredibly sensual. All those limbs, all that tension, all that slick and slippery sliding. Oh. Use a shower curtain on top of a few old sheets or blankets on the floor, and there you go.
Oh my God, can you imagine putting a shower curtain on the bed? And then just covering it with baby oil and just sliding around. We would hit the floor so fucking hard. Slam into the wall.
You talk about it and it sounds graceful and glorious and sexy as fucking hell, but you get on there and we're slipping off of each other. We can't maintain contact and it sucks.
This is an outdoor activity.
Yes.
And one of the next parties, we need to get slip and slides.
Or jello and wrestling.
Yes. And just lay slip and slides out there for people to wrestle around on.
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh my God. You can put a dude at one end, a girl at the other end, and make them run across it and slam into each other.
Ow.
Yeah, really. Hardcore.
Really hurts when you're an adult.
I know. Wouldn't that be funny? I'm not doing it. I'm watch somebody else do it.
That's like Blades of Glory, where Will Ferrell and the other dude go,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
dick to dick. That was great.
And you could get two people in sumo wrestler costumes and slick them up with oil, and then push them from either end so that they slide on it and. Like,
I know a couple people.
Yes. Oh, okay.
We know some people that we don't have to put in costumes.
Baby, I'm not going there.
Wow.
Baby, there's people that like it. Don't kink shame.
I'm not kink shaming. I just said I'm not going there.
John, you finish it up now.
Bring out the costumes. You know I like costumes. I've come over here with a baboon costume on.
Yes.
I got a Ted costume. I got a Spider-Man onesie in the closet. I got all kinds of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Roleplay can use all kinds of costumes, but cosplay can be just about the thrill of the aesthetic.
You should see him in a Spider-Man costume, he shoots the webs across the room. And
so
are we talking about his comp, or is that part of his costume?
She didn't even know I had a Spider-Man costume until just now.
Yeah, I'm just creating a scene in my head.
It's a girl's outfit anyway. So, I mean, you would be the one wearing it. You are Lainey.
Okay.
Huh.
Read it, John.
Dressing up can be... I'm trying! Dressing up can, of course, go with other kinks. Latex, leather, and denim. I didn't know denim was a kink.
No. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
I'm wearing jeans right now, baby.
So am I, baby.
I know. Let's get it on. All three of you can just dress to impress. Go burlesque. Try on trashy ensembles or go in a period piece. Ew.
See, that's what we've been doing, isn't it, Lainey?
Period piece?
No, trying on trashy ensembles.
Yeah.
And thinking about what we're going to wear when we go to the burlesque show.
We are, yeah. You can have...
Go ahead.
Oh, you get a spanking.
Okay. Go.
You can have theme nights. A bullfight scene with you as the matador and your ladies in flamencos costumes. Or competing sex workers in a brothel and you as the gentleman.
Oh, that's
I like that one. Come here, I'll do this to you. Oh, no, come here, I'll do this to you.
Yeah, but we both gave you the girlfriend experience last night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We've had the girlfriend experience and the porn star experience.
Yes, right.
Oh. All right.
Yes. I think we're done.
It says Matador.
Yes.
You want to know Misty's fantasy.
God,
you know what it is because you told me. She doesn't want a matador. She wants a minotaur.
Yes, she does.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you get so quiet?
Because we've already talked about being a kitten.
All we need is a high priestess to bring you to the sacrifice altar for the minotaur to come fuck to death. Before you eat your soul through your pussy. All right. Enough of that bullshit. Mia?
Yes, John.
I forgot.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did.
All right.
All right. Are we done?
So long, farewell.
So long, farewell.
So long. I'm sorry.
No.
Maybe Lainey can do a singing next time.
You said
yes.
Then she had to say it. Three.
Yes.
So long.
Oh my God. Farewell. Stop. That's not three anymore. Okay. All right. I'm going to stop this right now. Until next time, make all of your minotaur fucking fantasies become realities.